Welcome to another episode of Redesigning Your Relationships Live. I'm your host, Giovanna Bridges-White, with my co-host.
Hello, I am Yvette Valdenegro.
And I always have to make sure that we're going live on Instagram. A lot of people don't know that's a new feature. You can actually go live. Oh my God, my hair's a mess. No one's telling me. You can actually go live, and we do that now. So, welcome to episode 112. Today, we're going to be talking about decoding love, what's Google search bar reveals with us, with just Valdenegro, because you're not an even Yvette on here.
Where am I?
You're just Valdenegro today. Welcome, Valdenegro.
Hey, well, can I, I'm going to share what I did yesterday.
Please share.
Speaking about being a Valdenegro. Okay. So, and this isn't supposed to be like, oh, it's supposed to be like, yay. So unfortunately, both of my parents have passed, which that's not a yay, but I mean, like what I did was a yay. And I've had this thing inside of me about, I've always wanted to get a tattoo and I just never had the right time. And I thought to myself, now with them both passing, I got, and I'll show you in a second, I got something memorabilia for that. And then my nickname growing up, I put also on my wrist, and then I put my word of the year, but I'm not going to lie. My word of the year is turning into my personal anthem. It's becoming more, and I'll explain in a second. Anyway, I got tatted and this is one day in, so it looks, but I'm super excited because the V represents my family, the blue, like I said, my nickname growing up, then the through me as me, which represents the four levels of consciousness. And I am working towards maintaining as much as possible being in level three. I would drop dead if I'm like going into level four all the time. It'll be amazing. You can just call me Gandhi, but I'm really excited. And that just to say that my intuition lately has been going through the roof. And so I'm like, you know what? This really does mark my availability, be like, what's happening on the inside is now being shown on the outside. So hello world, I am now stamped. And you're on mute and super excited. And I have to say, what was even more special about it is that my son is his little side hustle is doing tattooing. And so it was very meaningful. I looked over at him when he was doing it and I said, I want you to know that this is so incredible to me, because not only is it meaningful to me in two ways, I'm getting these done. And then secondly, you're the one that's doing it for me. And of course he made that into a smile little joke, but anyway, it was great. I loved it.
So
today it's okay. I'll just be Valdenegro because now it's like,
love it. Well, they look great. I love it. I'm so proud of you, DJ. I'm proud of you too. I'm next. So my order will be coming up. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about what are people searching on the Google bar.
This was the inspiration. Okay. Every year we talk about something to do with the actual love aspect. Of course, we are always talking about self-love. Last year, I mentioned it earlier. I know we did something, a whole month on love, but I was like, you know, I love that we're relationship coaches and we definitely teach that relationship begins with yourself. But the first thing that we always get, oh my God, like as a dating coach, it's like, well, yes and no. Yes, we can help people with dating in general, but because dating does start with yourself, you start to realize it's you. You are the common denominator when you're not finding Mr. or Mrs. Right. So I thought, what is really going on in the world right now with dating, or what are people really thinking about? And the greatest resource on the earth right now just seems to be, other than ChatGPT, is Google. And I came across this article. It was phenomenal. And it really started talking about what are people really Googling? Because that really tells you, it's like, oh my gosh, the nearest restaurant to me. What are the greatest movies, right? But when it comes to love, what are the key phrases that people are actually putting in the top ones, which tells us what's really happening, the trends of dating, the dating world. And I thought, I think it's going to be juicy just to talk about what we think about what everybody else is thinking about. So that's what we're going to be discussing today.
I love it. Great job on your image. I'm so proud of you. Looks like a Google. Love it. All right. So the top relationship searches on Google. Number one, should I move in with my boyfriend? This is
no, no, don't go to the next slide. There's just five of them or whatever. So we're going to have to talk about each one, whatever. Yeah. Just start with your, because to me, when I was going through, I'm like, oh my God, all these stories and thoughts and whatever start going through my head. So what do you think?
Well, I know what I think on this one.
2024. Yeah. Well, no, sure. Because and the fun thing is we probably are not going to be on the same page with all these, which is great. Well, no one's ever on the same page, but
I mean, I would love to know the Google demographics on like what age group this is. That would also be fun. So
it was all demographics.
Interesting.
It's okay. The, no matter what age, no matter sex, it didn't matter. These are the top questions that people are asking Google.
I think it's crazy. Like, how's Google gonna know what the answer is going to be to that? I guess some articles came up. I don't know.
Well, blogs, articles, anybody who's teaching about it. That's why, obviously, you have that algorithm as far as, like, why you put in all the...
Like, I would have, like, statistics on moving in with partner. Like, I want to know the stats, the pros and cons. Give me the list. That's what I'm thinking. If I would have put it
in. Okay, so this is interesting. So would your decision to move in with your boyfriend be based on a statistic that Google's telling you, or is it like your own thought process? Because some people do that, some people don't.
Because of our previous life and what we did, I would do it based on statistics because we were in the wedding industry and we knew how big the statistics are on divorce rate. So yeah, I probably would have, it would have been not all, but I think I would have been swayed based on the statistics.
Okay, versus your gut instinct.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's an interesting question. So now that you know what you know now and the transformation that you've gone through, and obviously you're married, so it makes you're answering this hypothetically. If you could hypothetically go back, or not even go back, if you could hypothetically yourself now, if this question came up and it was you and Chris making this decision, do you think you'd go back to the statistics, or would you be more based on the geo now and the, or is it a mix of both?
Well, I kind of feel like my gut was my statistics. I didn't search it, but I think it was the right time. I mean, it took like 2 years. So I wonder what Google says.
For you?
I didn't ask, but I think I would still ask. Now that, I mean, I do feel like there's more out there. Back then, this was a long time ago when I moved in with Chris. So, but I did take, my gut was like 2 years. Like I kept on like pushing it off. I was like, I wasn't ready. Because I was looking to do me first. That was important for me. And I needed that relationship with myself before I can bring another person into my life with two toddlers.
Yeah.
So yes, I think I still would. Answer says I would still probably look at both. How I was feeling. And I'm sure, I don't know how people feel now. I don't know. I don't know if the generations now and people now are waiting longer. I think I would hope that that's what they're feeling.
Yeah,
versus like before it was like, let's just do it. And then it's like, oh, what are we doing? So.
Well, and moving in doesn't necessarily mean that that's like you're stuck forever and you're going to go down the marriage train either. It just means, is it truly just like, hey, I'm in this relationship. Should I move in with this person? And interestingly, okay, how can I say this politically correct? It's interesting that it says, should I move in with my boyfriend?
Right.
It's not, and I'm not saying, I don't want to make this a sex thing. Like it's women are asking this because a man could be asking this question. But it's interesting that it came up the boyfriend versus people aren't asking about should the girl move in with the other person. It's should whoever move in with a guy, that would be an interesting statistic if someone's actually doing that, like which sexes find it more like acceptable or they think about it, or is this even like who does more of the contemplating would be kind of a fun thought too. Okay. I will say this. Yvette, 30 years ago, unfortunately, this would have been a hell no. You're not even allowed. Yvette, even 5 years ago, would have said hell no, not because of what people were telling me, but my own fears of not wanting to lose myself in any kind of relationship. The Yvette now is 100% like, I think it's the best thing for me and the person that I'm with, that I'm open to. Yeah. Why not? At the right timing, the right situation, the right everything, it becomes a why not? And I also look at it like, that doesn't mean you're you're stuck, which was a huge thing for me before. Like I got such that stuck feeling. I'm like, oh my God, I can't, you know, no, you can, make any decisions you want. Oh my God. I already love question one. Like I can't wait for the rest of the questions.
You all right. Number two, search. Should I contact my ex who dumped me? I want to know what people are saying about this.
No, okay, but here's the thing. Okay, so this is number two. This is reality, Gio. This really means that people contemplate all the time. Okay, we broke up. Should I contact my ex? Who? And this is not just contact your ex who dumped you.
This is crazy. I'm going through them right now. I'm like, this is okay. Let me see what this is saying. Ex-boyfriend recovery. This is so insane that people are doing this. I wouldn't, I guess because I've been married for so long, but I'm like, I'm not, and I know my ex.
I don't think it's insane. I think it's reality for people that they're confused. They're very confused. Like, I mean, okay, let's just go backwards. You're in a relationship. You feel like you truly love that person. You're giving of yourself. Obviously something happened. They dump you. That you don't automatically just get over that. You're still hurt. You're still in pain. You're still wondering, oh my God, what happened? You have things that maybe didn't get settled. You have questions that come up. And then all of a sudden, like, and let's just be real. It usually happens in drunken moments or weak times. People go, oh my gosh, I need this resolved, or I want to talk to them, or I just want to hook up, or whatever it is. But I think it's the part of the dumped me that I really, I have to say, it's very specific. And I'm not trying to be like, oh my God, Yvette, you're so cool. I haven't really been in this situation often in my life, or I was still, but that's a hard no for me, a hard no. And that's more my personality. Dude, you don't want anything about me in your life. I'm out. Bye. See you later. You don't have to ask me twice. I'm out. Like I locked the door, threw away the key. I don't need to go back there. If it's reversed, I'm not going to be so secure.
I don't think back then, or if it was a mid or now, like, I don't think that even goes through my head. I'm just like, next, live my best life. Bye. But it's number two. All right, let's go to number three. These are killing me. Google, should I get back together with my ex? I wish I had that robot voice. Should I get back together with my ex? I don't know, I can't do it right. But anyway, survey says.
I don't know. Should I get back together with my ex?
I just wouldn't search those things. But again, there's a lot of problems. I'm sure there's a lot of stats.
Okay, but that's the point. Okay, now again, and it's not necessarily, I guess maybe we should do this from a different perspective. It's not necessarily all the things that we think or what we've done or in the past. It's really coming to grips that this is what people are searching.
Yeah.
Like the why behind, should I really contact this person again? Is this going to serve me if I open up the door again to talk to my ex? Of course, it'd be so easy to say right now, well, listen, girl, the door was shut for a reason. There's no reason to open it up, right? But let's just be real. We're emotional beings. That's not always the easiest thing to do. And we have 5 million questions as to how we got to the, well, what if we can mend it? Well, what if it changed? What if they became different? What if I was different? We are the most hopeful people. And we always try to, it's like, I think it's harder sometimes to move forward and accept the forward than it is to say, well, if I could maybe just change some things about the past, then that would be okay. Because that's the comfort zone. That seems safer. It's not, but it seems that way. And hey, Cassie, who just said hi.
I love it. So I just realized that we didn't go live on Instagram, but we're live now because I just double checked. So those of you guys watching on Instagram, I do apologize that you missed the first two, but it's okay. We're going to keep on going through and we'll catch the replay. Thank you for being here. I am checking comments on Instagram on my phone. So when I look down, that's on my phone. And then you, if you're on Facebook, you're LinkedIn, you're on YouTube, you can comment as well. And we would love to hear from you guys since you're watching.
What do you think? Yes. And here's the thing. This is, I'm laughing at us because I'm like, this is definitely one that you'll want to go back and listen to our stupid educated, but our own perceptions on the things, because again, we are talking about what people are Googling, what questions people are asking Google about their love life and date. Primarily, everything's been about seemingly more like dating stuff. And it's not us that's come up with this. This is what people are actually Googling. They have these questions, like we just saying, should I get back together with my ex?
All right, the next one.
Okay.
Should I forgive a cheater? Like, okay, what? No! We need to change the Google search engine. People are asking if they should forgive a cheater. And again, this is back to, I guess, where statistics do help people make the decisions. Like, I'm thinking people are like, okay, well, let me see what other people are saying. Let me see what stats are. Maybe what doctors are saying. Again, I would never do all these, but I'm a different generation and I'm in a marriage of over, 10 years. So, but this is crazy that they would search this on Google.
Okay, but listen to what you just said. You just said that you're a statistic person, right? Okay, I do believe that if someone did their due diligence and went on Google, put this in, that obviously, like we said, books, blogs, articles, whatever it is, therapists, people were talking about this. Ultimately, it's someone's decision. But if we were just to go by stats, it is statistically proven that people who cheat wind up cheating again, especially when it's the same circumstance. Because what this is why there's therapists and counselors and coaches. Because if you don't change something about yourself, behavioral patterns, thought processes, mindsets, behaviors, whatever it is, and those two people go right back into the same situation, there hasn't been a change.
Yep.
So again, it's not necessarily, oh my God, I can't believe people are asking this. It's really, this is what's happening in their life that led them to even ask these questions, which means I think we did a thing on this where the statistic of people actually cheating in their relationships has gone up dramatically. And you remember we asked the question, what was it about the cheating? Like if people were married and they cheated, but then that person came back to you and said that they wanted an open relationship, like they were open about it and said, hey, listen, this is a struggle for me. I really want to be committed and in a relationship, but I also want to go do my own thing and have my own side adventures, I guess we'll just say it like that. And that's a very common question for people who are my age and up. And we had that discussion, like, is that right or wrong? Is that something that we would accept or not accept? And it's not for us to say, but other people, that's what they're going through.
Oh, look, it says, in y'all's opinion, does it take two to cause cheating, or is it the person who cheated responsibility? That's an amazing question. I'm glad that you brought that up. Again, we're coaches, not therapists, and we love to, we'd love to get advice. I think it's circumstantial. I think it also depends on where people are with the relationship with themselves. And going back to what Yvette just said, it also depends on like the person. Like if that person's already kind of done that, so statistically speaking, they're going to do it again. So I really think it's like the two people as individuals, how long they've been in a relationship, because it was if it's early on, that and it's a repeated behavior from one of the partners in the relationship, I really think that's more one person. But if it's a longer relationship, put it back up. Yeah.
No. I was going to say, it's interesting though. And I picked up in her question, does it take two to cause cheating? Like that's even a different entity. Like, cause there's people and I'm going to say this, a lot of my experience with these thoughts or whatever is the 16 to 18 years that we were doing marital counseling under more of a ministry covering, right? So there was a lot of stuff that we talked about, and it really does come down to actually what you just said, the situation, because what is cause? Like there's a difference between manipulating someone into feeling like they caused something, or that two people really do have an action that splits them to go off in two different directions. And then that's equal. And then to your point, what you're making, the responsibility side of it becomes, when someone does take the extra step to actually cheat on someone, that's a whole nother jump in a whole nother direction. So there is so many different levels to this.
Yeah. But great question.
Yeah. Wonderful question. Thanks, Cassie.
So we'll Google search for that question. Oh, yeah. Is this another question about their exes? Okay. So the next question is, should I follow my ex on Instagram? Okay. I'm going to say, like, if you're already not, if you already blocked each other, or like, don't go backwards, y'all. So I move forward. Like, I would say that. And I get, like, these are things that in my brain, they just, I wouldn't Google, but I mean, I'm glad Google's, I'd love to just do a bunch of fun Google searches to see what people are Googling in every topic of life. My thoughts would be no, especially if you guys aren't following each other, then why go backwards?
Yeah, I think this is the only question that I feel like, and I guess this is my opinion. This isn't a coaching thing. This is my personal opinion. If you've gotten to the point where they're an ex and you, because let's just be real, you're following them when you're together, you unfollow them because the insinuation is, do I actually push the follow button to actually, you know, watch them or whatever? In any way, shape, or form, you have to ask yourself, is this going to serve you?
Yeah.
Is there, what could, what is the benefit to, and not what you're lying to yourself about, not what you're like, but what is the true benefit for following an ex on Instagram? Not, and I don't mean like, don't go unfollow a bunch of people. This is clearly they were unfollowed and now do I follow them back?
Yeah. All right. Is it the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay. So just a little recap, all of them.
Little
recap on what people are searching when it comes to love.
Yeah.
This is what survey said. So if you missed the first part, go back. We'll definitely have the replay on Instagram, but anywhere that you're watching, you'll see the replay. And if you're watching on Spotify, there will be a Q&A at the end. So we would love to see what you are actually searching in the love search button for Google. But it, should I move back in with my boyfriend? Should I contact my ex who dumped me? Should I get back together with my ex? Should I forgive a cheater? And should I follow my ex on Instagram? Which makes me feel like love right now is all about exes. All my exes live in Texas. Like, this is what love is right now. We need to change that. We need to definitely change
that. But I think that that's obviously a trend, because I think of what we just talked about earlier. It's harder to grow and move forward and overcome obstacles than it is to go back into the same tendencies and behaviors in anything in life. So yeah, it makes sense that this would happen. And I'm excited because this was fun. Again, the whole, the next series that we're, I mean, continuation of the series is all going to be about just dating and dating trends. But the next one, if you're interested, because this was fun, is going to be We to Me, the dating yourself trend and what that really means.
I love that. It's more my vibe. I want to move on. So thank you guys for watching today. We'll be back again live next week. Again, Facebook, LinkedIn, now live on Instagram, if I push the ding button on time. And we have, we are now exclusively on video podcasting with Spotify, which we absolutely love. So you can go back and do Q&A and just be interactive with us. Thank you for watching. We do go back and watch or read comments in the replay. I won't do a sponsor today just because we went on a little bit longer, but I will do the show notes just because I know it went people to respecting people's time. And if you need to get a hold of us, you know how to get to us. Please do let us know what relationship topics you want us to talk about, because we'd love to be here for you. Until next week.
Bye. Bye.